This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, what is going on? Great to have you with us on the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle. For the next hour, this is what we're going to talk about. What's going on in the video game world? This is the Video Game Review coming to you from the Sports Byline USA, downtown San Francisco, home studios here. I've been doing this show more than 15 years from this seat. I have not moved from this seat. Well, sometimes. But we are here to take your calls on the topic of video games. And I don't make them. I'm a gamer just like you. I'm in nobody's back pocket, so I'll tell you what I like and what I don't like. And I don't like trash in games. I like, you know, talking about good games, but I'll tell you what's good, bad, and ugly, and everything in between. But we all have our own tastes. I want to hear from you. What have you been playing? From you. I want to hear what you've been playing this weekend, what's good, what you're waiting for, what's bad, what's overhyped, underhyped. And tell us what's working for you in the video game world. And I'm talking everything handheld, PC, console, arcade. Get in and get heard at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Also use that email address to win the game. I'll ask a simple question at 40 after, so just over a half hour, to win a brand new game. Also, for the cheat code request, at the end of the show, with just a couple minutes left, we'll come back from a break and I will reveal a cheat code for an older game. Usually send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. Also, I'll tell you what's new this week in our new releases. And we'll also get into, I hate getting into the politics of video games, but it came up yet again. We'll talk about that. But anyway, lots of ways to listen to this show. Not just on Sports Byline and SportsByline.com, but also we're on SB Nation, so SBNationLive.com, going through their website. Very proud to be there, and also proud to be on Sirius Satellite Radio on the Dan Patrick channel. So if you're catching us there, nice to have you with us. Keep your eyes on the road, your hands upon the wheel. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. There I am on Twitch.tv. Search for Sports Byline USA with a high-def camera. And if you want to shoot me a tweet, it is @RickTittle. The Video Game Review coming up next right here on Sports Byline.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that two-thirds of all men, they start losing their hair by the age of 35? And if you notice, you might think, uh-oh, it's too late. It's gone. Go to 4hims.com. One-stop shop for hair loss, also skincare, sexual awareness. It's all for men. It's science, so you don't have to be bald. They connect you with real doctors, medical solutions. It treats hair loss. Go to 4hims.com. All the products are shipped directly to your door and order now. Now, my listeners of the Video Game Review, they get a free trial of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. So here's what you do. 4hims, that's right, for him, no Hims. 4hims.com/VGR. That's forhims.com/VGR.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that little Port Town for you back in the days. Little F-Zero, Super Nintendo F-Zero, one of the first games to come out with a Mode 7. Remember that? 1991. Oh, yeah. It was 2 years. I was a grown-up then. Aren't you a little old? Listen, I don't care if I live to be 100. I'm playing video games. The only thing I'd rather be doing right now than this is playing video games. But this is only an hour a week. I can pull myself away. Don't worry, I'm not that much of a freak, but I'm just telling you, as we all would much rather be doing that. So, as I said, I don't want to get political, and I'm not going to get political. I don't ever use any media platform to try to convince people how to vote. And if you're listening to someone on the radio telling you how to vote, that's kind of sad. You should be able to make up your mind on your own, which I'm sure you do. But after the recent tragedies in Gilroy, California, and El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, and it goes on and on and on. We finally heard President Trump talk about how violent video games are partly to blame, and it made my blood boil. Now, the last thing I'm going to do is try to tell you what did cause it, or what leads to it, or political divisiveness and tone being set by leadership. And that's all things that you can argue about later. But I will tell you that it's not video games. In fact, there is great evidence that without video games, things would be worse. And the way Trump put it was, gruesome and grisly video games are now commonplace and surround troubled youth with a culture that celebrates violence. And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told Fox News he has always felt violent video games present a problem for future generations and others. It would be nice if either of those people would have cited some actual evidence, but they didn't. It's just an easy scapegoat. Like it used to be with, violent movies or things like that. But I have some evidence right here, and I saw it in USA Today again. The American Psychological Association's Media Psychology and Technology Division just 2 years ago came out with, quote, "Scant evidence has emerged that makes any casual or correlation connection between playing violent video games and actually committing violent activities." End quote. Even the Supreme Court has weighed in. Psychological studies purporting to show a connection between violent video games and harmful effects on children, they say, do not prove that such exposure causes minors to act aggressively. That was in a court decision 7-2. And these are not fans of Assassin's Creed or GTA. But in the article written by Greg Topo, he had wrote a book in 2015 about games and learning. And he asked the linguistic game scholar James Paul Lee if he could estimate how many people have died because of video game content. And he said, maybe none, maybe six. He said, I don't know. Well, here's the thing. Two-thirds of adults play video games. 75% of Americans say they have at least one video gamer in their house. So if we want to take a look at it, even a loose connection existed between violent video games and gun violence, we would already have experienced an absolute holocaust of violence at the hands of millions and millions of desensitized youngsters. But we've seen just the opposite. As games have become more ubiquitous in our homes, in our hands, in our culture, violent crime rates have dropped. By the beginning of this decade, according to the FBI, this is evidence, violent crime rates have fallen to nearly half of what they were in the early 1990s. And in fact, Michael Ward, an economist at the University of Texas, looked at the issue through the lens of video game sales. He said that he found out that the higher rates of video game sales usually corresponded to a drop in violent crime. So if you want to make that connection, you can say violent video games reduce crime. Now, I mean, there's evidence for it. I can just also tell you that I have said for years that I think violent video games are very therapeutic. They're a great stress reliever. And you can get out a lot of aggression, and a lot of people have pent-up aggression. And you can let that out in a violent video game. I think it's cathartic. Now, I don't have any rage issues, but I think most people can tell the distinction between reality and games, reality and a movie. If you can't, then no one's going to help you. They did a study on the Sandy Hook shooter. Of course, one of the worst tragedies in our history for this type of thing. And the 20-year-old guy apparently had been playing the same video game obsessively for 9 years in a movie theater lobby and going at it all night. And he said every once in a while, the theater manager had to pull the plug on the game to get him to stop. What was it? Was it Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto, Assassin's Creed? No, it was Dance Dance Revolution. That is the one. So if you use Trump and McCarthy's logic, dancing on colored squares will turn you into a killer. But it's a different type of reality now, because the top five countries in the world for per capita video game spending, number one is Japan, number two is Korea, then our good old US of A, then the UK, and then bleeding Australia. And we know that the US firearms death rate is nearly 25 times higher than the average of any of those other countries. So the evidence suggests that if you want to look critically at video games, then you want to look at how the real life horrors of these crazy, horrible, murdering scumbags, if you want to take a look at it critically and find out the reasons why, there are myriad reasons. And you can get into all the psychology and how they were raised and what color their wallpaper was and if daddy didn't love them or they're politically, you know, racist or whatever it is. Some sort of, you know, stooge. But it's not video games. And it's just, it's irresponsible to say such a thing like that when you are a leader. Because if you have evidence and you can back up what you're saying, then that's fine. But if you can't back it up, and in fact the evidence proves the antithesis of your point, that actually the video games, as the violent games go up, the violent crime goes down, then there it is. But the thing is, these people are not gamers. They don't play. They don't know them. They just say, oh, my gosh, I turn on the TV and my, you know, my 12-year-old is just running down the street shooting everybody. Oh, that's a shame. That's horrible. Well, let's take a look at it. I mean, does that turn somebody into a cold-blooded killer? No, as I said, it doesn't. Now, could it? Absolutely. But so could somebody watching Saving Private Ryan or somebody watching, you know, CSI, whatever, Miami on TV. If you can't distinguish reality and entertainment, then it's pretty hopeless anyway. So once again, I have to get video games back. And as I said, this is an apolitical thing. I don't care if you love Trump or you hate Trump. He's wrong. And all that's going to do, hopefully not, but it's probably going to hurt the industry because people say, oh, my gosh, the president said these video games will turn you into a killer. Don't take it. And then all it's going to do is have the opposite effect. So once again, getting the back of video games. All right, Tittle, come on back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV Ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game Review.
All right, we are back. Thank you. And it is the Video Game Review. The American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea on The Voice. Very proud and privileged to bring programming to the troops. Big supporter of them. I come from a military family. My dad was a lieutenant commander in the United States Navy. But even if you don't come from a military family, we can all appreciate what the troops do, keeping us safe, being brave so we don't have to be, so we can play video games. So we hope you see you at home soon, and we are proud of you. All right, coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game, and I'll also tell you what's new on the shelves this week. And something that's going to be coming out, and I'm very excited about it. It is DLC, or downloadable content, so you won't see it all of a sudden pop onto the shelf. That's why I'm going to talk about it now, is the fact that No Man's Sky is getting new DLC. It's called No Man's Sky Beyond. And it's arriving in just a few days, on Tuesday, and VR is being added as well, but there are some new treats like the Nexus. The Nexus is a massive new social hub for a more expansive multiplayer. Say goodbye to the days of the four-player co-op if you want, because Beyond will support up to 32 players in a session. We also saw the sight of players riding some alien creatures around like horses. But that's not all you'll be able to do with alien creatures. This is when somebody comes up with something new. You don't just ride them. You milk them. I'm sorry, Rick. It sounded like you said you milk them. Oh, I did. That's right. And weird alien milk. Isn't that what Luke had at his moisture farm, the blue milk? I don't know how it's going to work, how you milk a tamed alien creature, but it might be used for cooking because recipes are also coming to No Man's Sky. I don't need that, but then again, I got to be open-minded. So if you wanted to be a space farmer and a space chef, then you're going to get your chance. And if your interests go beyond, then milking alien creatures like mine do, there's still some really good news, because there's a more complex base building system. In fact, you're going to need electrical power now. And the power grid, you can kind of see in the trailer if you watched it. Industrial base building for automated resource gathering. Mass production of crafted items. And so that looks like something that might be kind of cool. But with the multiplayer expanding with 32 players, the Nexus is kind of like a lobby. And you get together with other space players, and you can look at each other's ship gear. You can emote. You know, it's funny. The other day, I put in COD World War II. I'll talk about that in a minute. But all the new DLC that's gone down last few years, there are more than 150 emotes Do we really need all the little mockery just for a couple seconds at the end of a round? I guess we do. But you get all this stuff. You can go shopping. You can put together crews. But the VR, which was available to look at in March, the alien NPCs walking around in the space stations, instead of just sitting in one point, gek joy, it makes it feel a little bit more alive. So I don't know. I saw this article from Christopher Livingston on PC Gamer, and he said, I have no idea if you'll be able to milk the Viking. And if you know what they look like, yeah. Translate that. But automated factories, VR, 32-person multiplayer, taming and riding, milking, recipes, cooking. Those are some of the reasons why it's the biggest update ever. But it's also ushering in what Hello Games is calling No Man's Sky 2.0. And that makes a lot of sense. No Man's Sky has changed and grown a lot over the past 3 years. The core of resource management and exploration and the procedural universe is still there. It's just a different way of looking at it. But this is a game that's been out now about 3.5 years. And Beyond is completely free. And I give the guy at Hello Games a lot of credit. I really do. And that is a guy named Sean Murray. And it was two years ago, he came out to the GDC here in San Francisco, the Game Developers Conference. And he said, I'm flying in for this and I'm flying out. And I thought, really? You're going to fly all the way from London and then turn around and go? But he is. Now, in an interview with Kotaku, Sean Murray said that what we wanted to do with version 2.0 is a saying in comedy, putting a hat on a hat. And he said, you add base building and you're like, you just get this block, and if you place it on top of the rest of the game, then vehicles come along and you put that on top, and then you put a story on top. Whatever you added, you sort of only care about that one thing. I don't know how obvious it was to players, but for us, it felt not as cohesive. So, yeah, and the milking, the farming, all that. He said, you can be like Space Deliveroo. By the way, Deliveroo is what, like Grubhub or DoorDash is in England. But he said, now we have plants that you can harvest. You can build a cooker using the building system. You can cook these plants. You can experiment with them and create recipes. You can find animals and milk them and combine all the things to create different pies, alien food, which is something that I have always wanted in a game. As I said, I don't need it. But Beyond this is the debut of that Nexus, and there will still be NPCs, obviously. But the thing about the procedural universe, and it's funny how he talked about how they use it just a lot of times, these noise pattern to create it. The thing about No Man's Sky, when it started, it said that your chances of running into another player were going to be like 1 in 20 trillion. You just weren't going to see it. And every planet you discover will stay there. You can change the name. You can claim it. You can do all that. But once you leave, somebody else can come down. And it's an amazing thing. But after a while, it got really lonely. And then they said, okay, other players can play. And then it's just, okay, we'll put in a car. People want cars because, as you know, when you leave your ship and walk around, you got to walk back. And if it's a hostile planet with a storm or too much heat or you're running out of air or you're being attacked, I've taken some long walks in this game. But Sean Murray continues on Kotaku. He said there's two components to any gameplay mechanic, and one is, you know, the mechanics themselves, and one is the fantasy. And I think both are really, really important. Mechanically, we have a whole bunch of stuff in base building I think works well, a neat way to earn money. You watch people do it. It just felt like they weren't living in the fantasy. I think players can feel that, and they feel like now that I've discovered the best way to make money is something that I don't really enjoy in terms of fantasy. I'm sort of done with this game. Cohesion for me is when the thing that feels like the fantasy of the game is really closely married with what is mechanically the best. So this guy Murray now, who worked on some really good games, it's funny when you look at his resume, I'm like, wow, you did that. He did Black. Remember how cool that was, that first-person shooter on the PS2? Really awesome. But he's worked now on No Man's Sky for 7 years straight. And they still, as I said, they add this on. There's no season pass. There's no charge for the new maps, so to speak. It's the game that keeps on giving. And I would say, because I had stopped playing. I had. Not because I hated it. It's just I felt like, you know, I've done it. And I can keep building and keep building, but I feel like I've done it. You know, you fly around, you discover new stuff, and you think, okay, well, what's going on with this game or that game? And then I get into, you know, Fallout 76 and that type of thing. And then the next thing you know, No Man's Sky, I stop playing it. So this will definitely throw some new juice in it. And, of course, they want new sales as well. And if you've ever waited to buy No Man's Sky, I recommend the very first version of the game. Big thumbs up. So after all these years, 3.5 years on the shelf now, 7 years in production, I definitely recommend a thumbs up if you've never played No Man's Sky. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come back from the break. We'll give away a brand new game, talk about what's new this week as well, and take your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
It's summertime once again, which means pool parties, barbecues, and relaxation, but it also means home projects, which aren't much fun. So why not let Home Advisor take them off your hands? From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area, letting you get back to summer fun. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. So don't wait. Get those projects done now and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
The Video Game
Thank you and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the world on American Forces. It's the Video Game Review, Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius, SB Nation, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Twitch. There we are. Stitcher. And by the way, on the Twitch.tv and Twitch app, there's a little stream chat. So you can throw in a chat if you want as well. Rick, you're too handsome for radio, stuff like that. I don't know if I'll get any of those, but anyway, you can throw those in. It's 40 after. It's time to give away a video game. And the way you win it is by just giving me a very rudimentary, simple, stupid, simple KISS answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. And I'll give it away to the second correct answer. No one would do it if I said one. You figure you're too late. And if I say the 74th correct answer, you're like, ah, that's not going to happen. But the game is Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night. And this is through the people over at 505 Games and developed by ArtPlay. It is available for PC, PS4, Xbox One, and the Switch. I have it for the Switch. I've been told I don't have enough games for the Switch, so here we are. This game, my question is, Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night, does this sound like you might be walking around with a sword or a tennis racket? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. This falls into the category of, like the people call, Metroidvania or Castlevania and Metroid together. It was led by Koji Igarashi. He is the spiritual successor to the Castlevania series. And this is a guy who conceived the game after he left Konami, and he actually used Kickstarter, which was a crowdfunding thing, and he got Bloodstained: Curse of the Moon, you might remember, last year. Well, now Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night, and Unreal Engine 4, as you might know as well. So my question, once again, is this a game that's going to have tennis rackets or swords? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, from 505 and ArtPlay on the PC, the 1, the 4, and the Nintendo Switch, where we get that, rick@sportsbyline.com. All right, we'll get to the new games this week in just a second. But I think sometimes, you know, I always say, give me a cheat code request for an older game. Last week when we were talking about the Modern Warfare maps that we saw, and just, you know, the beta is going to open, and we're also excited to get it this coming week and try it out, and if you pre-bought it, you'll get it first, and PS4 is going to get the first dibs anyway. And that cycles sometimes. Sometimes it's Xbox One. PS4 this time will get it first. Check out the beta. But I really wanted to play Call of Duty. And then I went back, and even though I have an external drive on my PS4, which has over a terabyte, for some dumb reason, COD World War II, I had deleted the game. Now, in the cloud, my progress was still there. So I re-downloaded it because I wanted to play it. You know, and I liked it because there were no exosuits and jump packs. And it's obviously not the most recent Call of Duty. It was two games ago, but I wanted to play it, and it took 3 hours to download it, and then, of course, unpacking, copying, you know, launching, all that stuff. And I forgot how many cool weapons I had, and I had prestiged, and I looked, and there were a couple people that were level 1,000. I mean, they must have been playing nonstop every day since the game came out. And you imagine you get to 1,000, and you're just like, I can't even get more stuff. I mean, I guess you can get more stuff. You can get some new pistol grips and things, but point-wise, you can't go any higher. So I really wanted to play me some COD World War II. And it's funny, there's a mode in that game, which I found, which I thought was hilarious. And I told somebody about it, and they're like, that's not the only game that mode is in. And what it was Prop Hunt. Now, you're probably listening saying, you didn't know what Prop Hunt was? Well, or maybe you're like me and you're like, the heck is that? You know, I'm always playing games, like if it's not TDM or it's war or it's kill confirmed, I've never played every single mode because I want to get in and play. When I play, I don't really like, oh, let me try this, let me try that, let me see what my uniform looks like. And that's all fun and everything. You're in the lobby, you're like, you know, the game's clicking down, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Okay, I'll put on that helmet, whatever. You know, that charm. Have that charm dangling from my gun. It's kind of funny, too, these guys with these really advanced guns is like neon blue or bright shining pink. I'm like, you know, we're in the snow. And you're wearing white camo. I see the gun. It's basically a neon sign. I know it looks good, but I know where you are. But if you didn't know what Prop Hunt was, it's a hide-and-go-seek game. So you switch sides, but it starts off. It's, I believe it's a 6-on-6. And six guys are items. What does that mean? Well, it's like I was playing on the Gustav Cannon. So somebody was a bicycle. Somebody was like a little pot. Somebody was like a spool of thread. Somebody was a big bale of hay. Somebody else was a trough. And they give you time to, you find out what you are, and you can switch one time, and you got to keep it a ladder. And you find out what you are, and you go hide. And you can lock it in or not lock it in. And then the other people, and they have as many shots as they want. Apparently in the old Prop Hunt, if you shot at something that wasn't the thing, you would lose health. Now they give you like 500 shots with your submachine gun, so you can really go all over the place with it. And it's hilarious. Now, I had a ladder that I was able to, and you can put down some decoys of yourself, and if those get shot, you get 10 points for them. But then again, you're telling everybody what you are because they just shot the decoy. But I put this ladder flush up against the side of a barn and halfway in the hay, and I didn't get discovered. But then again, one time when I was a trough, a guy took a shot at me, and then I started to run. And that is when it's hilarious. Because you're a trough or a little bucket or a bike or something, and then it's third person, so it's over the shoulder, unlike normally. And so you're running through these houses and up hills and running around tanks and stuff, and everyone's trying to shoot at you, and you're really putting on some really nice Barry Sanders type of moves on these guys. It's pretty hilarious. And then you switch sides, and the others get to do it. But, you know, you walk up and you see a barrel on top of a barrel, and you're like, that looks weird, and you shoot it, and it's nothing. But the bale of hay, somebody hid inside of a house. And it's too easy. And I just want to think, why would you think in the history of Call of Duty there's never, and this bale of hay is like 6 feet high and 6 feet wide. It's enormous. Why would you think that I would think that there would be a bale of hay inside a house sticking outside the walls and windows, and I would be okay with that? And I think it would be cool. Yeah, that's pretty much not it. All right. Anyway, it was cool to throw in an old game and get down and check it out. All right, what's coming out this week? I mentioned No Man's Sky Beyond. That's DLC. You have to have the game already. Other games that are coming out. The big one, if you want. Well, there are a few. When I say big one, I just mean on every system. There's a game called Exception, which is also DLC. PS4, Xbox One, PC, Nintendo Switch. When a fascist computer virus takes over an old woman's computer, a lone software program must battle against all other programs in the world. And there have been some pretty cool trailers. It's an interesting-looking game, to say the least. And it's coming from Traxmaster Software, by the way. They call it a 2.5 side-scroller. And you have to go and stop all these viruses. And by the way, it's more than 100 levels. So you're going to get your money worth. I remember at the end of Dark Cloud on the PS2, at the end there was a tower with 100 more levels. And so I took it on. I did about 30 in one day, 30 the next day, 30 at the end. It's just a cool little thing to throw in at the end. So that's coming out on those systems. There's another game coming out on the Switch, the 1 and the 4, called Visara Collection. Visara Collection brings both games in Visco Corporation's Shoot 'em Up series home. Sci-fi meets feudal Japan. Friday the 13th, the game on the Switch. Jason is out to get you. And Friday the 13th, the video game. Terrifying game based on the slasher film franchise. Dark, D-A-R-Q, on the PC. Dark is a psychological horror game about a boy stuck in a nightmare, which he must find his way out by bending the universe. Grandia HD Collection on the Switch. Grandia HD Collection combines the first two classic entries in the Grandia role-playing series. Never Give Up on the Switch. Never Give Up is a death-defying platformer packed full of vicious traps and hazards. Emma, Lost in Memories. This is on the Android. Droid. So if you have a Samsung, there you go. And also Witch Eye. Witch Eye is out as well. Witch Eye didn't come with a explanation. They just said it's out. Kind of cartoony. But Emma, Lost in Memories is a poetic, surrealistic, melancholic, it says, game offering a unique experience of a strange and dangerous world. Ancestors Legacy, PS4, Xbox One. Ancestors Legacy is a squad-based real-time strategy, that's RTS, with a strong focus on tactics inspired by medieval Europe. Ion Fury, a first-person shooter by Voidpoint LL, that's on the PC, as is Vicious Circle. Vicious Circle is an online multiplayer-only shooter set in retro-futuristic sci-fi universe. Retro-futuristic Jumbo Shrimp? Fell Seal, Arbiter's Mark, on the Switch. In the tactical RPG Fell Seal, Arbiter's Mark, you will need to use strategy and cunning. All right. Another one with a colon, Senran Kagura, Peach Ball, on the PC. After brawling, rhythm cooking, and splashing games, Senran Kagura, Peach Ball, brings the deadly shinobi in training. Zeus Begins, kind of has an 8-bit feel to it, on the PC. Help the young Zeus come back to Olympus and defeat Cronus, fight with mythological creatures and titans across the way. And one more game on the Xbox One, The Forbidden Arts. In the action-adventure platformer, The Forbidden Arts, lead a young man who discovers the flame within. Sometimes we need to do that, especially if you've had maybe too much hot sauce. You'll have the flame within. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back with the cheat code on the video game review.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com.
If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, and it's the portion of the show where I dig deep to help you out with a cheat code for an older game. Send your emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Email here from Jimmy. Jimmy writes in from Sacra Tomato, California, and says, Rick, PS2, how do I get past the Yasan Rovan Plains battle in Magna Carta Tears of Blood? Like, wow. When I saw that, I'm like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I don't even remember that game. But this is how you complete the Yasan Rovan Plains battle in Magna Carta Tears of Blood. After finding Wreath and exiting the cave, you will be in Yasan Rovan Plains. There is a battle in this area that could be confusing, but this is how you finish it. And it's lame, but this is how you do it. You can go in and hack and slash. There are blast worms, there's Orha, and others. And you can try and do it that way, which is nearly impossible. But if you, as soon as the game begins, when you find yourself in the plains, run north as far away from Orha as you can. And if you run long enough, it will end and say you won. But if you really want to win, and not only do you win, you fight. Usually when you run away, you live to fight another day, but you don't win. But anyway, I like that question, and I like the answer once I found it as well. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next week. Coming up next, Sports Talk.